This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, November 20th. God's word for you today is the beauty. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14 to 15, and it says, "For if I pray in tongues, my spirit is praying, but I don't understand what I'm saying. Well then, what shall I do? I will pray in the spirit, and I will also pray in words. I understand. I will sing in the spirit, and I will also sing in words. I understand." Why should I pray in tongues? The second reason is praying in tongues edifies you. Praying in tongues builds you. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 4 says, "He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself." You build yourself up. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6 says, "This is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid my hands on you. God has deposited things into you by the laying on of hands. You need to fan it to flame. You need to build yourself up." Jude chapter 1 verse 20 says, "But you, beloved, build yourself up on the foundation of your most holy faith. Continually progress, rise like an edifice, higher and higher. Pray in the Holy Spirit." The reason a lot of people are up today and down tomorrow, they are on fire today but in the pit, is because they do not have a sustained walk with the Holy Spirit. That is not your portion. The truth is, if the enemy can get you to break your pattern with the Holy Ghost, the enemy can get you back into the pit. What is the secret? How come you keep going forward, always going forward in your walk with God? This is the secret. Do not let the enemy break your sync, your rhythm with the Holy Ghost. Some people need to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning every day to pray. If the enemy cannot break that, it cannot get you down. You have started engaging in the daily confessions morning and night. You are hearing and hearing the word of God. You're speaking it into yourself. You're speaking it to yourself, and you can see progress. If the enemy cannot get you to stop, if he cannot get under your skin, he cannot get you down. The third reason you should pray in tongues is praying in tongues allows you to pray when you don't know what to pray. Romans chapter 8 verse 26 says, "And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words." Beautiful. Even when you do not know how to pray or what to pray, pray in tongues. Researchers at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine, based on an extensive study, discovered that when Christians are praying in tongues, there is a decrease in activity in the frontal lobes of the brain, which is an area of the brain associated with self-control, understanding, and articulation. Science is just discovering what has been recorded in the scriptures for centuries, that your understanding is unfruitful when you are praying in tongues. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14. Please read. "But the results of praying in tongues are undeniable." Let us pray. Father, by your Spirit, empower me to pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. As I pray, Lord, build me and pray through me in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.